We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school baseball. Joining us now is the head coach for the Audubon Wheelers, Eric Borkowski. And, Coach, I know it's been a struggle for your team here as of late. Just have not been able to score very many runs, haven't been able to stop other teams. A 1-9 overall record. On this Wednesday night, you take on West Central Valley. How do you feel about your team trying to get break off the schneid and get into the win column?
Well, I just hope we can do what exactly what you said, get off the snide and get in the win column. The kids practiced really hard last night, Tuesday, the practice we did. And, I mean, yes, we're making contact with the ball, which is great to see, but I think we're just giving up too many walks and too many errors within the field. And I think that's what's hurting us right now. And just moving forward, hopefully we can cut back on the walks and we can have less errors. So hopefully we can come out on top of these games coming up.
So what has stood out mostly for your pitching staff? I mean, Adam Obrecht seems to be the guy you like to use. Brody Schultes has been used a couple of times. I mean, their ERAs are nowhere near where you want them to be. So, you know, what's the message to your starters to try and get them to improve here in the middle part of the season?
I just keep telling them to continue to throw strikes as the best we can. Let them put the ball in play. I mean, yes, we're making errors, but sometimes it's not a fielding error. It's a throwing error. And so, I mean, hopefully we can, like I said, get over that hump and continue to make plays when we need to. And hopefully we'll come out in the win column as the season goes on. I mean, those two guys have pitched pretty decent at times and they've had some struggles. Same with Carson Wessel. I mean, everybody on the pitching staff has had their struggles at one point throughout the season so far. And there's been others that pitched really well. And then the next time you try to use them, they struggle. And I had a guy today ask if he could throw a bullpen. And I said, no, we got too many games the rest of this week and the start of next week that I can't be having you throw a bullpen tonight, even if it would be 20 to 25 pitches. He's like, well, I pitched like crap the last time I was out. I said, you're not going to pitch outstanding every time you go out on the mound. So hopefully they just forget about the last game they pitched and they come out and throw the ball well, and you never know what can happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, Schultes and Wessel are hitting. I mean, they're both at a 367 clip. Wessel's driven in 11 runs for you, and Adam Obrecht is hitting 357. So you are getting some production at the plate from those three guys. What do you think about your offense overall?
Oh, like I said, I think we're hitting the ball real well. I mean, the other night at Missouri Valley, we hit the ball really well, I thought. One inning, the shortstop made three pretty good plays, and two of them were one hard hit balls right at him, and he didn't really have to move. He just had to barely move his glove, and it was right in his glove, and he had to throw it across. And also that inning, we hit a pop fly to him. So, I mean, he made all three outs in like five pitches. But like I say, we're making contact, and that's what I want to see. You keep making contact, other teams are going to make errors. Just like I said, unfortunately, like we have been lately, we've been making errors, but the teams are putting the ball in play. And hopefully we can continue to put the ball in play, and maybe these teams will start making errors and we'll come out on top and score a bunch of runs and get in that W column again.
Who has there been anybody that you've seen that has improved either pitching, offensively? Has there been any player who's been able to stand out?
I think Adam Obrecht hit the plate from last year to this year has made vast improvements. And we even saw that at times last year that he was just barely missing the pitches, but he was right there. I mean, but then this year he's made great contact. He's been getting on base either by a hit by pitch, a walk, or even getting a base hit. Another one is Jack Sanderson, both in the field and at the plate. Last year towards the middle of the season, he got hurt. And I think at that time he was starting to make big strides forward. And like I said, he got hurt and just wasn't able to crack the lineup until towards the end of the season. And he's done a great job. Another one, like I said, there's a bunch of them that have made vast improvements at the plate. I mean, in the field, they've done some good things, but we've also done some not so good things in the field, but that'll come hopefully.
So tonight, I mean, you got three games here starting tonight against West Central Valley, then IKM Manning on Thursday, HSTW on Friday, all of them home. So, I mean, all of these games are against opponents who are under 500. Not that they're going to be easy, but certainly easier than if you played Underwood, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, what's your approach here? This is you got to look at it as an opportunity, right, to try and right the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the conference is very, very tough. I mean, no matter night in and night out, you better be ready to go. You look at the game against Tri-Center that happened a few weeks ago. I mean, 16, 14, and 10 innings. You just never know what can happen. Yeah, we might have been able to squeak out a run here or there. They might have squeaked out another one. But the thing is about that game, we battled back. I mean, we both scored five in the first. They scored another one. I mean, it was just a back-and-forth ball game. They scored eight in the third. We scored nine in the fourth. So, I mean, we just battled. And that's what I love to see is the kids battling. And it was a close game for us, and that's great to see. Hopefully one of these times we can come out on top of a close game, and maybe that'll make things go forward in the win column as the season goes on as well.
Well, hopefully it happens tonight. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Wildcats. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
Eric Borkowski, head coach for Audubon Baseball, with us here on KSOM.